Crusade Channel News. News you can trust because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Celeste Youngblood.
Good morning. This is Celeste Youngblood coming to you from the Veritas Radio Network News Bureau with your headlines at this hour on this Monday, August 7th, 2017. President Trump has issued some guidelines regarding the military trans ban, and in today's Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, a patron for the unemployed. The United Nations imposed new sanctions on North Korea this weekend, and a gunman opened fire yesterday in a Nigerian Catholic church. LifeSite News is reporting that the White House has issued details about how the ban on transgender soldiers is to be implemented in an as-yet unreleased document entitled A Guidance Policy for Open Transgender Service Phase-Out. The Washington Blade, citing unnamed sources familiar with the document, reports, quote, "It would encourage early retirement, usher out any enlisted personnel after their contract is up, and would fire trans officers up for promotion." The ban is a highly divisive issue in the military, with both current and ex-military banding together in support and in opposition to it. Today's quote of the day comes from Saint Cajetan. "There is no road to heaven but that of innocence or penance." Next, after the break in Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, we honor Saint Cajetan. You're listening to Crusade News.
Thomas Jefferson was famous for a lot more than life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But if you're waiting for Hollywood to put that on film,
you may as well wait for the next Ice Age.
That's why I started FoundingFatherFilms.com. Hi, I'm Mike Church, and I invite you and your family to see and hear the greatest Founding Father stories never told in my movies, The Spirit of 76 and The Road to Independence, on DVD and CD, and available now at FoundingFatherFilms.com. That's FoundingFatherFilms.com, or call 866-483-3833.
Saint Cajetan was born Gaetano Conti di Tiene in 1480. He became both a civil and canon lawyer at 24 and worked in the court of Pope Julius II. He was ordained in 1516 and later opened hospitals for incurables in Vicenza and Venice. He was derided for joining an order comprised of men from the lowest rungs of the social ladder. Father Cajetan decided the church clergy lacked zeal and set out to revitalize them, beginning a religious order called the Theatines. A priest with a soft spot for the poor, Father Cajetan founded a Monte de Pietà, a mountain or fund of piety, which lent money to the poor on the security of pawned objects, thereby protecting the poor from usurers. He died in 1547. Saint Cajetan, pray for us. The Associated Press is reporting that the United Nations imposed new sanctions upon North Korea Saturday in response to the ramping up of its nuclear and missile programs. U.S. Ambassador to the UN Nikki Haley.
The price the North Korean leadership will pay for its continued nuclear and missile development will be the loss of one-third of its exports and hard currency. This is the most stringent set of sanctions on any country in a generation. These sanctions will cut deep, and in doing so, will give the North Korean leadership a taste of the deprivation they have chosen to inflict on the North Korean people.
We had tough negotiations this week, but as I said on Monday, the time for talking was over, the time for action had begun, and I appreciate China and their cooperation in terms of really getting into these negotiations and saying enough is enough. North Korea needs to take heed that the international community has spoken with one voice.
Jihad Watch reports that over 50 Christians were massacred yesterday in Anambra State, Nigeria, at St. Philip's Catholic Church. The Daily Post reported that the latest information indicated that the gunmen were seeking a drug baron and were told that he had gone to church. Upon arriving at St. Philip's and finding the drug baron gone, they likely opened fire on the congregants out of anger. A Biafran independence group called Act for Biafra maintains that the slaughter was carried out by a jihadist. No arrests have been made yet, and this story is still developing. In this Celestial Musings, this is the sound of hope. You are listening to Mozart's Mass in C minor, and this concert is taking place at the St. Elias Maronite Cathedral in Aleppo, Syria. The cathedral had been very badly damaged by ISIS and was closed down for 5 years. It is still without a roof, but the improvements in rebuilding have been immense. So beautiful in so many ways. Send me your news tips at news@veritasradionetwork.com. Stay tuned now for the Mike Church Show. Celeste Youngblood signing off for the Crusade Channel, serving you, serving truth.
You've just heard Crusade Channel News, live on your News Talk and Saints leader, the Crusade Channel. And did you know that all newscasts are available as podcasts on CrusadeChannel.com and on our free app available in the Google Play and iTunes stores? Surprised?
If I woke up tomorrow with my head sewn to the carpet, I wouldn't be more surprised than I am right now.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust.